The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm joined at the start of hour three this morning by Senator Tom Tillis of the Tar Heel State, the great state of North Carolina. Senator, good to have you. I was in your state this weekend at Wrightsville Beach. What a wonderful place.
Oh, up and down the coastline and all the way over to the mountains, Hugh. You ought to move there.
Well, you know, I kind of like the Beltway for my business, but we had North Carolina blue skies, and I had never been to Wrightsville Beach before, and they just have a very special community there.
I've got a lot of friends out on the coast. In fact, a lot of people have forgotten about Dorian, but we got a few places that were hit pretty hard by the last hurricane, but we're resilient. We come back, and it's a beautiful place to spend some time.
Now, Senator, let's go to that debate last night. Did you force yourself to watch any of that?
Yeah, I did. You know, you try to avert your eyes, but you can't. Then you look at it and you regret it. It's kind of like roadkill, Hugh. It was tough to watch because they didn't make any sense. All they did is continue to double down on, they won't say they're going to raise your taxes, but they know there's no way to pay for what they're proposing unless they do. Beto O'Rourke's doubling down on taking away your guns. Down the line, it's something people in North Carolina are simply going to reject next year.
Let me play for you Vice President Biden, and then I want to switch to Ukraine impeachment and what's going on in Turkey. Cut number one, Joe Biden last night.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. I carried out the policy of the United States government in rooting out corruption in Ukraine. And if that's what we should be focusing on. And what I wanted to make a point about, and my son's statement speaks for itself. He spoke about it today. My son's statement speaks for itself.
All right, stop right there. So he had rehearsed. My son's statement speaks for itself, so he doesn't have to comment on it. But he did say my son did nothing wrong. And then the moderators didn't come after him, and no other candidate did. It's like the media is playing tag team with the Democrats, like a volleyball warm-up game.
Well, they absolutely are. Look, either one or both of them did something very dumb, and I think that's something that we need to examine. I mean, we're talking about a guy who was on a board who had no country experience, no energy industry experience, and he was making money. And then in the China scenario, he says he didn't make any money, but he was a part of an investment group that stand to gain a lot. So, I mean, those are legitimate questions that you and I both know. If their last name was Trump, then they were the son or the daughter or the son-in-law of the president, they would be using this as a basis for impeachment.
Now, I do believe, speaking of impeachment, the first 10 or 15 minutes of this debate was everybody, with one exception, I think maybe Tulsi Gabbard, was all for impeaching the president and removing from office, though they subsequently admit that's not going to work because they got to run against Donald Trump. I just wonder if they talk to anybody, because this impeachment scam is a kangaroo court and everybody knows it. Do you talk to voters about this, and what do they tell you?
I was back in North Carolina for a lot of the recess, traveling across the state. First, most people in North Carolina are tired of it. Secondly, they recognize it for what it is. They've been trying to impeach the president since they lost the election in 2016. They thought that the special counsel report would be it. They thought that the Mueller testimony before the committee would be it. It is a kangaroo court.
Well, but when you talk to him, but does anyone in the Senate really believe there's any prospect of removal? They pretend as though the Zelensky transcript has not been released. They pretend as though that was about a quid pro quo for Joe and Hunter Biden, and it was not. But the media indulges this pretending.
Well, I think so. First off, you know, Nancy Pelosi moved forward with an inquiry before she read the transcript. I've read the transcript. I've read the complaint. I see, or the whistleblower information, and I see nothing there. And what they're doing is trying to flood the zone in the same way they tried to do against Brett Kavanaugh. We know how that ended up. I think you're right. I think that they'll go through this exercise. Remains to be seen whether or not they'll pass articles of impeachment to the Senate. But when they do, based on all the information we have and all the information that's come before, I think it's going to be resolved in the Senate. It's a political exercise on the part of Pelosi, and I don't think it's going to end well for them. And I think people in North Carolina, United States, are tired of it.
I do think they really misjudge America. Now, let me talk to you about the Medicare for All stuff. One of my sponsors is Citizens for Truth and Drug Pricing, and so I talk a lot about drug prices. I thought last night they would get into the fact that insulin, one out of four Americans have to ration their insulin. Big Pharma owns pricing, and I know it's a bipartisan effort. Instead, they talked about expanding a system that cannot possibly work. Does anyone believe that Medicare for All is a viable option that would do anything about the real problem, like prescription drug costs?
Now, look, the Democrats could not even get it right for 20 or 30 million Americans when they passed Obamacare. You got 160 million people that are happy with the health care they have on their job. Like I said, it's just not going to work. Medicare for All is Medicare for none. And the American people need to know that.
When you talk with your colleagues, and there are a lot of senators on that stage, you had Warren and Booker and Kamala Harris, who was invisible, actually, and Bernie Sanders. Do they actually talk this way in private? Because it's just crazy stuff.
You know, they have since they started running for president. When we get on the Senate floor, some of them, they stick to their talking points, but they all know that when you dig below the surface, they are offering things that they cannot possibly deliver and that the American people don't need. Again, Medicare for All is going to disrupt health care for 160 million people who are happy with the health care they've got on their job. Beto O'Rourke talking about confiscating guns. There was an interesting segment this morning, actually, on CNN, where they were challenging him, say, well, tell me how this actually works. And he says, well, you know, so what he's proposing on the debate stage is completely different from what he tried to explain this morning, because they're proposing things that simply aren't sustainable, will not work.
It's the only tough question that was asked last night. Literally, the only tough question was asked of Beto O'Rourke, who's already roadkill. Let me turn to the question that wasn't asked. Everybody on the Democrats jumped on the president for the decision to withdraw the forces in Syria. And I know there are critics on the Republican side as well. I understand it as having been Erdogan said they were coming in anyway. But we'll find out. Whatever it is, we'll see what happens over 6 months. And I don't think it's going to be an issue in the election. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad choice. But I do know that not one Democrat owned the reason why we are in Syria in the first place, which is to defeat ISIS, which arose because Obama pulled the troops out in 2011. Senator Tillis, you're on armed service. In fact, I saw an Osprey flying over Wrightville Beach this week. You know about the military. Does anyone not feel embarrassed at not passing a Defense Appropriations Act or an NDAA and blasting the president for using troops the way he does when they simply hold the Department of Defense hostage?
Well, no, I think that we have to. On Senate Armed Services, it's almost unheard of that we go this far into a year without a National Defense Authorization Act. And it's even worse that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have broken the deal that they made with the president and the Republican leadership to work within the four corners of the budget deal that we passed out back in August. We're not going to get to regular order appropriations for a number of the areas of government, and I'm afraid that the DOD, the Department of Defense, is one of them. That is a slap in the face to every man and woman serving in the military to not give them the certainty that they need, that they'll have the resources to be safe and be able to do their jobs.
It's all hypocrisy to me. When they talk about anything about national security or the military, Democrats are holding up the Defense Appropriations Bill. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Hopefully we're going to get something out of conference. Senator Inhofe is a great chair, but the stumbling block are the Democrats actually still holding up the DOD, holding up the defense authorization as well as funding over their differences with the border wall. I mean, it's really come down to about a $5 billion difference on plus $700 million appropriation.
It is astonishing to me that Democrats can say anything about the military with a straight face when they won't fund it. Tom Tillis, great to talk to you. Follow him at Send Tom Tillis, T-H-O-M-T-I-L-L-I-S, at Send Tom Tillis on Twitter.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.